Sure.
Look things up. Is that okay?
Now, for future agendas.
Oh, wait a minute, let's get to this one question here.
Okay.
Right, so if Kathy sends out a few dates, that might work with the construction schedule so we don't get in the way of the construction. And then we can just try to find the best time when most of us are available.
Great, that's not a good way.
That's right, Cecilia will be sending that out.
I'll send it out.
Work with her to get the dates.
Okay.
I did send something around. It isn't on the agenda, but when I made my presentation to the board, one of the things I really highlighted was, and Rob mentioned this, you know, one of our key functions is to communicate the work of the committee to the board as well as to the public. And, you know, I spent some time thinking about maybe a way to better convey the work of the committee to the public via the website. And I did send that around. Nobody has communicated with me, though. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, that would be something to agendize for a future meeting is discussion of the use of the committee's website.
Right. I guess my concern is if we don't have another meeting for another quarter, you know, that just puts any discussion about that off. So I'm wondering what we can do about it. Because I do think
if the committee wants to have a meeting dedicated to website use before the next quarter, you know, it's the committee's prerogative to set meetings.
Okay.
So if you guys want to hold a meeting sooner than one quarter and say, I want a dedicated discussion on the website, we can certainly do that if the committee decides to.
Okay. So, you know, each of you hopefully has had a chance to look at that. I do think that's an important function for the committee. I would hope that we could schedule a special meeting just to focus on that, to get your ideas, the committee ideas, and formulate a recommendation to think about how we can use the website to better communicate the work of this committee to the public. Is there a motion to consider another special meeting for that purpose?
I would make the motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. Is there a best time for everybody? I'd like to get started on it sooner rather than later so we can have the effect of getting this out to the public.
I just have one question. And looking at this roster, my email is incorrect on it. So if you've been sending anything out to the committee, I haven't gotten it.
Okay. I send it to...
I'll check on it. I took it off your application.
It's just my last name is... should be spelled E-R, and on the... it's O-R.
Okay, so. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I took it off the application, so yeah. I'll correct it.
If I might suggest with the motion second on the floor, is maybe the motion second it should be to direct that a meeting of the committee be scheduled with the principal purpose to discuss the use and availability of the committee website, and maybe authorize Cecilia to look at a date within the next 30 days, because you have two members that aren't here tonight. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if the motion and second word be to direct district staff to set up a special meeting of the committee, with the committee website being the principal purpose, within the next 30 days, and then have staff set that once they've checked with all the members, that might be an acceptable motion.
I think that's a good idea, Rob. Are you okay with that?
Let's modify it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
You think I did this or something for a living?
Yes. Okay. Is there any other business for the committee?
I'd like to ask one question. You've done very good on the presentation on the facility itself. How about supporting the facility with them widening San Marcos Boulevard, or even as it is today? Is there any plan to put an overpass there so that they don't have the lights and the walkways and the possibility with the speeders going up and down that street?
You mean a walking bridge?
Yes. Yeah. For the students to get across San Marcos Boulevard and Rancho Santa Fe Road?
No. The city had talked about it. They didn't have the money, and they were going to, I think they were going to have to buy a building in the process, but we'd love to have them do it. They'd love to have us do it. We didn't have the money to do it. Plus, I thought it would affect those lines. I mean, go out there. If you figure the bridge has to be at least bottom of it, 14 feet, I think is the standard to get stuff underneath.
16.8.
Plus, you have to put a cage over the top. Look at those power lines. I don't know how you'd get one underneath the power lines, but that's me. I'm not an architect or anything. But they talked about it, putting up front, we'd have to redesign our staircase coming down from Rancho Santa Fe, San Marcos, but it's on their shoulders, and so it's pretty expensive.
Plus, as soon as you start talking power lines and DSA, you're dealing with polar opposites.
Yeah, and then they'd have to put elevators in, or big ramps. If they had the room to put big ramps, they'd do that, but otherwise it'd be elevator on each side, so that's really running the cost up. But we did talk about it at one time, and it was somewhere in the $4 million range or something like
four
that.
Four or five.
Yeah, they didn't have it.
Now, as far as future plans, they're going to be putting in more walkways, more traffic lights, and a lot of sparrows, if you've heard of those, sparrows. So the congestion is going to markedly increase, not decrease.
Yeah, extensively.
It's a busy
extensively.
Yes.
And this was not approved by the GPAC committee at all.
So I hope that answers your question. We do have one more next meeting.
Yes. Well, also, are there any other comments from the committee members before we move on?
Now, on the agenda, there's a lot of interest from a number of people about improving access and reducing traffic congestions around schools. And I noticed that it was part of the bonds was to improve those issues. Now, I attend the Traffic Safety Commission. I like to call it Traffic Commission now. And this is on just about every other meeting about inadequacies of designs and all the congestions and the safety issues. And I think we should address those at some point, since it is part of the bonds.
Yeah, I think to the extent that it's part of the plans that are developed by the school district as part of the Proposition K, I think that's something we can look at, we can comment on, but I think it has to be within the purview of the projects that are specifically approved by Proposition K.
That's correct, Mr. President. I mean, the fact that it was authorized by the bonds doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be an actual project.
Right.
You can add, the committee could ask for a presentation relative to costs related to access and parking and the access ways into schools. But in terms of saying, gee, we'd like to talk about what the city's going to do and how the city roads impact, unless that bond monies are going to be spent on that, that's outside of the purview of this committee.
Right. So I think as those plans are developed, we can ask questions about the access plans as part of those projects.
So when Santa Lema or these other schools come in, we'll evaluate it with that project.
Yep, within the context of Proposition K bond funds and projects related to that.
Yeah, understand the committee, to the extent, as Gary says, for the new school that isn't going to have Prop K funds spent on it, that's outside of the jurisdiction of this committee.
But, I certainly understand that it's an issue for the community in terms of...
Santa Leo is getting really steamed about, and you know what this Lake San Marcos situation is.
But, again, our focus is Proposition K and monies for
Understood.
Proposition
K. Okay.
Any other comments from the committee? Okay, next agenda, next meeting. Usually, I think they've been quarterly.
Yeah, so we're looking at July. Doesn't have to be under, but it's... be nice to have it in July. I'm gone a good portion of that month, but if you want to have it the second, third, which would be a Tuesday or Wednesday. The 25th is a Thursday. I don't think you'd want to meet on a Friday, but I don't care. The 30th, the 31st is fine as well. That's a Tuesday or Wednesday. Up to you.
Does anybody have any? I know July is a little bit far out, and that's usually vacation time for people. Yeah. So
I always have something on Tuesdays, so that's one problem I've got.
Yeah, so Tuesdays are out for you, Michael.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any particular issues right now with any particular day in July? I mean, I have no idea what my July is going to be like right now.
Second Wednesday in July. I have a meeting.
I'll be gone the first 2 weeks of July.
I'll be gone from the 8th through the 24th, so I'll be out of state. But the 25th is a Thursday, 31st is a Wednesday. There's not a lot going on here.
What do we shoot for the 25th? 25th? Okay. Yeah.
And so this room is available that day as well, so that works good.
Which one?
So let's table that for, schedule it for the 25th of July then.
Okay.
Okay, any other business for the committee? Motion for adjournment?
Second.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Good. Thank you so much and for being patient with us. Look forward to working with you over the next 2 years.
Likewise. Yeah. You know, it's important to the work that you guys are doing here.
Thank you.
I know when my wife and I, a few years ago, when we moved back to California, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out where we wanted to move to.
Yeah.
We quickly focused on the San Marcos area.
Uh-huh.
And when we drove out,